This is the Andrew Park Golf Podcast, brought to you by Srixon. Check out the new Z-Series, Srixon, how performance should feel. Andrew, you don't have to be a long player, really, to survive in either tournaments or just enjoyment of the game, do you?
That's correct. You know, everybody's worried about length of the tee, you know, because now they're lengthening the golf courses, but they're doing it for the tour players. I found, you know, that if you look at some of the winners in the, you know, the majors, look at Zach Johnson. He's one who never went for any of the par fives at Augusta, and he about 8 under on the par fives, mm-hmm. and won Augusta. Then you got guys like Scott Simpson who won the U.S. Open, and there were a lot of shorter hitters out there that won tournaments because. I always say if you're playing a tough course, you don't have to be a long hitter. You just have to put it in play all day. And so length is overrated. Yes, it's good for maybe, you know, nowadays for the professionals. But for any player out there, you know what? Why don't you hit the fairway? That's the best place to be playing your par threes because every hole is a par three. So I'd rather play it from the fairway. You've got more control. You know, when there are some holes that you'll be able to birdie, which are the par fives, you know, because you're going to hit wedges in. And then the par threes, which are the longer holes, if you think about it, the longest approach shots. All you're doing is trying to make pars on those holes. So length is a little bit overrated. On the PGA Tour, yes, it's obviously something everybody's trying to do, but you do find the occasional short hitter on the PGA Tour winning in the majors nowadays.
When you're coaching and teaching a short hitter, could be a junior, could be a tour player, do you work more on game management then and say, hey, this is the way, because after all, it's the score at the end of the day.
Absolutely. You know, you look at a scorecard, there's no room for an essay on the scorecard. There's only room for numbers. So, yes, it boils down to everything, management, and also, you know, I get the students to work on, the younger ones, to work on length, but I tell them don't bring it into play until you feel comfortable. But you do need to work on every aspect. But, you know, use your strengths. Don't try and do things that you can't do. Don't try and drive it over a bunker that's 300 yards away and you've never, you barely can hit a 280, you know, with the rollout.
I wish. but and it's not a misnomer, you can teach length, can't you?
Absolutely. And that goes along, you know, length comes along with a little bit of physical training, stretching, and then also sequencing, you know, with the biomechanics nowadays, you know, people can actually, you know, hit it longer. And I always tell people at the end of the day, hit 5 drives as hard as you can, and that's it. Then your body's done. It's tired. Let it go. and every day you'll see you'll start sneaking it, you know, or set a benchmark. See an area out there on the range and just try and see if you can pitch over that area. And then all of a sudden, in a few, you know, months' time, you'll notice that you're starting to get longer and longer.
So much of it is timing and tempo, too. Even if you're a shorter hitter, you just have to have so much timing and so much tempo. I'm guessing that would be part of somebody's personal plan.
Absolutely. Timing and tempo leads to good ball striking. A lot of times you don't have to swing the club 120 miles an hour when you can hit it solid and have higher ball speed. I always tell people that, you know, hit the ball solidly. And usually when people gear down, you know, don't hit your drive 100% every day. Gear down to about 75, because even the PGA Tour players will tell you, you know, I'm only hitting my driver 80%, but I do have a 20% to really step on it. But they just trying to hit it solid. And the ball speed actually increases because hitting it out the middle of the club's what we really trying to do at the end of the day.
Good stuff. Let's get to the tee. Andrew Park is where you find him. AndrewParkGolf.com. Discover your game. You've been listening to the Andrew Park Golf Podcast, presented by Srixon. Check out the Z-Series. It's how performance should feel.